morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are getting into Cass County Fair season, with fair starting a week from today as all of our static entries arrive on the fairgrounds. Also, this evening, we are weighing in all of our market carcass beef. Those will be head out to the packer, and the results will be revealed at the end of the 2019 Cass County Fair Beef Show. Judging has already also taken place for the preliminaries of the Cass County Fair King and Queen contest yesterday, and a week ago, judging was done for the clothing selection and fashion review. So lots of great things coming up, and be sure, of course, to check out the 2019 Cass County Fair for the results of all those contests. If you'd like information on the fair, you can stop by the Extension office and pick up a fair schedule. Those are also posted on the Cass County Extension website and the Cass County Fair Facebook page for your reference. Want to remind folks that coming up later this week, the ISU Research Farm in Lewis is hosting their annual Farm Field Day. That's coming up tomorrow, Thursday, July 18th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event is open to the public and there is no charge to attend. Special guest for the day will be Dr. Dean Robison, ISU Dean of Agriculture and Life Sciences College. Program for the day is Dr. Erin Hodgson with ISU Entomology. She'll be talking about the soybean gall midge, and following lunch there will be an optional field tour of a gall midge plot. Also on the program, Dr. Chad Hart, Grain Marketing Specialist, will be giving an economic update, and Dr. Lee Tang in Ag Engineering will be discussing robotic weeding across the globe. Lunch will be served at no cost at noon, and there is no RSVP required to attend that field day. Again, that's at the ISU Armstrong Research Farm, just to the west of Lewis, and that starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Thursday, July 18th. Flyer for that is posted on our Facebook page, or you can stop by the office and pick one of those up or give us a call for more information. Also, recently released is the July edition of the Acreage Living newsletter. Lots of great articles in that newsletter, including one on safe water for your private well. Many rural residents in Iowa rely on private wells as their source of water for drinking, cooking, washing, and watering livestock. Even if your well and the area around it have remained unchanged, it is important to test water annually for indicators of contamination, including nitrates and bacteria, to ensure the water is safe to drink and bathe in. Spring and early summer months are an ideal time to test well water as melting snow and spring rains move through the soil and recharge the groundwater sources. Also, obviously, if you have any changes in color, taste, or odor, those are definitely indicators that a test should be taken to ensure the health and safety of water for drinking and other uses in the home. The Iowa Department of Public Health administers a program for private well water testing. Water testing kits can be ordered through your local county environmental health department or county sanitarian. Many counties also participate in the Grants to Counties Well program that provides financial assistance for well water testing, so check with your local county environmental health office to see if you may be eligible for that program. Testing kits can also be ordered through the Iowa State Hygienic Laboratory. Just search Iowa Hygienic Lab online and you can come up with a phone number to call and order your kit. We can also give you that information if you give us a call or stop in the office here. For more information about testing for specific contaminants, you want to visit the Iowa Department of Natural Resources private well testing website or give them a call as well. With all the rain that we have had this spring into summer, well water concerns after flooding also may be on the mind of many Southwest Iowa residents. If floodwaters did reach your private well casing, covered the top of the well, or covered areas around neighboring wells, DNR recommends testing for total coliform bacteria once the floodwater recedes. If a well tests positive, an alternative water source should be used for cooking and drinking until a test indicates that the levels have returned to a safe level. The contaminated well should be purged, shock chlorinated, and tested until two consecutive tests indicate the water is free of bacteria. Floodwaters also have the potential to carry nitrates into groundwater sources, and if initial tests post high results, testing every 6 months is recommended until that test level goes back down. There is more information about well testing and maintenance following a flood event on the Iowa DNR website, or linked through the ISU Extension Flood Resource page. And again, all that information also available if you stop by the Extension office here. To be proactive about testing your well water, keep in mind that while some groundwater contaminants are naturally occurring in certain aquifers, other contaminants, including nitrates, petroleum products, and bacteria, are influenced by management of the area around the well and within the water capture zone. Maintaining minimum separation distances between the well and common sources of nitrate, bacteria, and other contaminants are recommended to minimize well water contamination. ISU Extension does have a publication in the store on all of those recommended separation distances, as well as a list of common farm contamination sources for rural wells. Following best management practices and recommendations, including applying a nitrogen fertilizer at recommended rates, proper use and disposal of chemicals, and closure of any unused or abandoned wells, can help protect the drinking water of private residences as well as source water for local communities. We do have a variety of resources in that article on the Acreage Living newsletter where folks can get more information and specific details about testing and maintaining and rehabilitating their rural well system. For more information, of course, on upcoming events here in Cass County, as well as access to all of those resources and research from Iowa State University, you can always give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook. You can also stop by the Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.